The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. We keep hitting on that three-part theme of love, trust, and obey. We realize that so much of our trust is not where it should be. And so our love, our hearts, our minds are consumed with things other than Almighty God. And we obey the dictates of those false gods rather than following Jesus in every aspect of our lives. But here we look and see what trust actually looks like. This trust that calls out to Jesus, knowing him to be powerful, right? Knowing that he has power to save and to keep safe, to heal, to give life. So the question for us, I think, in looking at this gospel today is, what is going to save us? Or who is going to save us? And who or what is going to keep us safe? Do you know, like, saving is not like I'm falling off a cliff and someone kind of reaches out and grabs. That's not how we experience it all the time. We think save, like, what's going to save me from oblivion, right? Because as human beings, we're like so close to non-existence. It's quite scary to contemplate it. What can save me from that? And we get caught up in any number of trivial pursuits. We get caught up in buying things. And we get caught up in relationships in a distorted way that we think that this person somehow is going to give meaning to my life. This person is going to give me what I can't find elsewhere. And maybe it's a husband or wife, or maybe it's children or grandchildren. Maybe it's, you know, like your hero priest or something. I mean, I don't know, but it could be anything. I feel sorry for you if that's the case. I'm not going to save you. I can't. But what is it that not only saves us, but what do we feel like keeps us safe? What is it that provides us with security? And at the end, right? What's attacking us? So it's like what's attacking us, but what is it that's going to prevent us from being safe, right? So what is going to prevent that, whether it's loss of life or good fortune or whatever it may be? Anyway, here, right, instead of trusting in any number of things that put themselves out there as salvation, or is keeping us safe and sound or happy or fulfilled, right? Because that's what we're all aspiring to as well. Here we see that this centurion, outside the Jewish faith, by the way, looks in and says, I trust him. I trust the God who is revealing himself in Christ Jesus. And we just have to trust in Jesus. But trust, like wholehearted trust. Trust that Jesus is the only person who's going to get us there. Jesus is the way, right? The way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way for us to get there, where we truly want to go. So we trust him and we obey him. We follow where he leads. And then we can pray like this man. Because why? Because we only want what Jesus wants. And when we only want what Jesus wants and we ask him for it, he's going to give it to us. That's prayer. That's prayer. Because you can start praying for your other idols, because they're weak. They need prayer, right? So it's like, I need more money. I need pleasure, comfort, power, prestige, whatever it is, whatever you think is going to fulfill you, you can start praying for that here. I don't know. It's a bit of a coin flip, right? Because sometimes it coincides with what God wants and sometimes it's not. It's better for us to just simply love Jesus and trust that Jesus is going to give us what we truly need and what we truly desire. Life with him in this age, here and now, and life for the age to come. Trust him and follow him.